97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Time we'll talk about a great man who passed away back on Wednesday. Former Gainesville Mayor Danny Dunnigan passed away back on Wednesday, and I asked person probably knows him as well as anybody outside his family to join us this morning on 97.5 Glory FM. Gainesville City Manager Brian Lackey is with us. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us, buddy. I really do. I say, if anybody knew the late mayor, is probably as good as anybody, it would be you. I thought we'd just take some time this morning and share with our listeners and some memories about Danny Dunnigan and about what he meant to this community.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. First of all, prayers out to his family, what they're going through. Obviously, this is came on really fast. Hit us all pretty hard from all of it, so we're still in that kind of a shock stage. And you know, as you're doing now, I think we're now starting to move into the, you know, clinging to the good memories about Danny. And a man that that I think, and I know Mayor Sam Kubion has said this as well, that not sure I ever met someone who loved Gainesville as much as Danny Dunnigan. You know, and every decision he made, whether popular or not, was about what he thought was the best for Gainesville, and always just respected him so much for that.
And was a great family man. Last time I saw the mayor was back in probably April, and he was at one of the ball games watching his son Mills Lothridge play high school baseball. He had two children, three grandchildren, and I know he thought the world of those children.
Oh yeah, that was the center of his life. His wife Mary Lee, two children, and the grandkids. You know, nothing got out of the way of making sure he got to a ball game or to an event from his grandchildren. That's the way it ought to be.
It was amazing, Brian, is that he had a full-time job, had a very successful business in 3D cleaners that he had for 45 years, retired back in March. He was telling me that it was time for him to retire at 75 years old. And at one time, he had several locations. Like, okay, how in the world do you have a successful business and then invest as much time as he did in the city council for the past 20 years?
A lot of passion, right? Just a lot of passion to be there. And you're right, that location on Thompson Bridge, I think we all called that the official mayor's office there. We got to go out and see Danny. You went into the back to sit down and talk to him, which I did many times. Or many times I got summoned there to come see you.
Well, tell us about some of the things you saw while you had been city manager that were accomplished with Danny Dunnigan being a part of the council and as mayor.
Well, the one thing I reflect on, Mike, is that the passion Danny had for something and the vision he got, and once he got it and kind of got that scent in his nostrils, so to speak, he would move quickly to build support. You know, if the council is looking for something, he would move quickly to do that. And it was often, I remember, I'd be sitting here in my office like I am now, and Danny would call me on the phone, and he'd say, "Hey, what's up, bud?" And I could tell he was in his car. You know, I'd say what I had going on. He said, "Well, I'm just pulling up outside. We need to go see so-and-so to get this done." So I was like, okay. And so I had to drop everything, get out there, get in the car with him. We were going somewhere to make it happen. So, the grass didn't grow under Danny's feet. When he decided something, he was going to move on it.
But the one thing about the citizens of this area is that you and him were a great team.
Across the board as well. Yeah, it was a joy working with Danny. It's been a joy working with Mayor Kubion. It's going to be a joy working with Mayor Thompson through all that, even through all this change, for all that. But and we're all working on this, Mike, and I think you'll see it come soon, is our Book of Danny-isms. And I'll give you one of my first ones, and probably his most known one, is that it was early in my tenure here. He came into my office, and he kind of didn't like, I don't know if something I was proposing or something the city council was proposing, he didn't like. And he came in and said, "Brian, that's going to cost a war pension." And he just caught me off guard. I'm like, "What is a war pension? Is it a requirement here to know what a war pension is?" And to this day, I still haven't figured out what a war pension is, but he was using that right up until the end if he felt something was going to cost him much or we were spending too much. One of the things that really strikes home is his war pension comments.
I think your grandfather and my uncle knew all about that, buddy, back then.
I'm sure they did, right? I'm sure they did. Yeah, it came from a different generation. So.
And the thing about it is, it's amazing. I look at, he was 75 years old. I never, ever would have thought that man was that old. You know it?
No, he did. He looked really great. And I will tell you this, Mike, is that I got to go see him in his house not long after he got out of the hospital the first time, when he had the diagnosis. And I was worried about what he's going to look like, coming out of it. But as I sat there, I was like, well, he looks just like Danny Dunnigan. Uh-huh. He's ready to go. He was Actually, I don't think he was joking, but he just resigned from his current term, which ended in December. And he says, you know what, Brian, I think I may just try to stick around and serve my next term, which was like, you know, wow, that was the passion Danny had even in the midst of what he was going through. He was still thinking about trying to serve the citizens of Gainesville.
And at that point, when he found out how sick he was, is that he went ahead and knew the best thing for Gainesville was for him to resign at that point. And it's a shame for us, but I know that he is so happy right now, but only a month he left us.
That's right. That's right. It was, you know, it's a big loss for all of us. You know, it happened so quickly that we're still trying to, you know, get used to it or get, you know, accustomed that, hey, this happened so quickly. Because, again, just the timeline that, you know, he announced in the summer he wanted to run for another term. You know, we weren't sure if he would or not. Danny, you know, was so popular in town that no one signed up to run against him and qualify, which made him the de facto candidate. He was looking forward to moving forward. Even though he wasn't mayor, he had his pet projects and things he wanted to see come to fruition, and he was passionate about working on those. And just all of a sudden, we were told that, hey, Danny's in the hospital and they're running some tests, and, you know, it kind of just went from there.
I guess the last thing we can remember about Danny Dunnigan from a city standpoint is almost a monument to him is the Renaissance Center there on the Spring Street side of the square.
Yeah, I saw where I mentioned in my Facebook post, and I try to do that sparingly, but his fingerprints are everywhere. It's the Renaissance building. It's the stuff on the other side of the bridge. What was the Bridge to Nowhere is now the Bridge to Somewhere because of Danny's vision for that. And the biggest, and I know families looking for people to send their donations and support there, but the lake on the Olympic Park, the boathouse, everything we did there, you know, if Danny Dunnigan hadn't got that vision to push that and all the hoops he had to jump through to get there, working with the county and the state to make all that happen, he just wasn't going to give up, and he made that happen. And you see that testament to him today that sits out there on Clarksbridge Road.
Oh, absolutely. From that standpoint, yes, great point there, Brian. Final thing, tell everybody, I thought it was a funny story that I know about, a little bit about the story about the Bridge to Nowhere. As you say, now the bridge is somewhere. But he and his grandchildren were the first ones to walk across that bridge.
That's right. Yeah, I saw the pictures of that. That's before my time, but that was interesting to see that because it just showed Danny knew the potential. You know, it took us a while to get there. You know, the Great Recession hit. Everything sort of got turned upside down, but he never gave up on making something happen there. And again, if I write a book someday, I'll tell about the day that came to fruition to make that happen. And Danny seized upon it, built the support to move forward with that. And you see what a great redevelopment project we have there on the other side of the bridge to somewhere.
I love it, Brian, the point you said, his fingerprints are all over this city, and that's a great thing. And I appreciate your being with me this morning and sharing some time with about Danny Dunnigan. I know you got a lot to do, and you got an election coming up here. You got to work with this new mayor, and that's going to be a big time for you.
Yeah, it's time of transition. You know, Sam Kubion is kind of ending his term and some things he's wanting to do, but at the same time, Mayor Thompson is, while he's not on council right now, I don't think he would know it. I think he would tell you he's as busy as he's ever been as he gets ready to take office in January. So, you know, change is, an odd thing at times, but, you know, a lot of great stuff going on, and looking forward to closing out Mayor Kubion's term and getting the Thompson administration started up in 26.
You come see us soon, because I know you got a lot to share with our listeners about things going on in the city of Gainesville, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. There is. There's a lot of exciting stuff. It's a great time to be in our community right now.
All right, bud. Thanks so much. That's Brian Lackey.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It was the Gainesville City Manager. And by the way, he is related to me. He is my second cousin. His grandfather and my mother were brother and sister, and I cherish the time I've got to be with the Gainesville City Manager here. We got much more for you coming up here on 97.5 Glory FM. Our thanks to, we remember, the late Mayor Danny Dunnigan here on 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.